This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. On August 15, 1971, President Nixon, on a Sunday night, ended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar into gold, making the beginning of the modern era of financial markets. Mark Hulbert of Bloomberg has a story about how gold has worked as an inflation hedge. By the way, Nixon interrupted the popular television show Bonanza to make the announcement. How is that for karma? The Washington Post has published a Bitcoin FAQ about how Bitcoin works. There are more and more headlines with lists because readers love to click on stories with lists. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, "The Six Concepts You Should Know to Be Financially Literate." I am surprised it is limited to just six concepts. There is so much more to being financially literate. Another Wall Street Journal story warns active stock traders to be aware because your returns may suffer in the years before a divorce. I wonder if that is in the financial literacy concept listed above. Daniel Rudrud, a longtime executive with J.P. Morgan and now managing partner at DSKTR LLC and DSKTR Properties LLC in Naples, Florida, is the latest to give to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Besides managing real estate investments, Rudrud is serving on multiple boards. He left J.P. Morgan in 2019 as executive director of Midwest Region Client Sales Executive Security Services, Derivatives Clearing, FX Prime, OTC Clearing, Securities Lending, Custody, and Fund Accounting. He was also a member of the Midwest Operating Committee for J.P. Morgan Chase and managed North American Futures Clearing Products. He has also held positions in derivative clearing, sales, futures, and started in futures sales and execution. Rudrud is a cycling enthusiast who has participated in many amateur races and helped raise money for cycling-related charities. Thank you to Daniel and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and educate the next generation of industry professionals and market participants by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. The upcoming weekend is the Williams Bay Lions Club Corn and Brat Roast in Williams Bay, Wisconsin. I have mentioned this event before. Last year, because of the pandemic, the event was canceled, but this year it is returning. It is a popular event in the Geneva Lakes area with music and Saturday night fireworks from off the beach in Williams Bay. My kids and the rest of my family love the event. Fruit basket with fruit still inside that are more than 2,200 years old were discovered this week in the ruins of Thonis Herculean, the ancient lost city near Alexandria, Egypt. The CBOE Options Institute is holding a live 75-minute webinar with Geralyn Endo, CBOE's Global Head of Client Engagement, and Henry Schwartz, CBOE's Head of Product Intelligence, who will discuss options order flow analysis and tools on Wednesday, August 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Topics include basic concepts for the implementation of option orders, tools and techniques for efficient orders, and market sentiment gauges. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. The spread, this week's video. Robinhood shares an options boost. July options volume up more than 29%. John Lothian, that's me, says exchange competition is heating up. The Delta variant and volatility. Bullish bets in Bitcoin and Ether options. And Tasty Trades' Jamal Chandler goes back to the basics with calls and puts in term of the week. Here's a story from Reuters. UN sounds deafening warning on climate change. Human activities unequivocally causing climate change. World is likely to hit 1.5 degrees centigrade warming limit within 20 years. The United Nations Panel on Climate Change told the world on Monday that global warming was dangerously close to being out of control and that humans were unequivocally to blame. Already, greenhouse gas levels in the atmosphere are high enough to guarantee climate disruption for decades, if not centuries. The report from the scientists of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, warned. My comment, it's not the time to hold your hands over your ears to block this deafening warning. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Companies thought they had plans for the fall. Now they are scrapping them. The fast-spreading Delta variant has managers revamping schedules, with bosses delaying office reopenings and canceling events. Up until a few weeks ago, corporate leaders felt confident about what to expect this fall. Offices would reopen after Labor Day, business travel would resume more broadly, long-delayed work gatherings, conventions, and off-site meetings would finally take place. The pandemic has once again upended many of those plans. My comment, there is a list of events and conferences that have been canceled in this story beyond the New York International Auto Show. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The man who lost $20 billion in 2 days is lying low in New Jersey. About 15 miles from Midtown Manhattan, the head of Archegos is groping for answers in the wake of one of the biggest debacles in Wall Street history. He sits on the porch in a white plastic chair, a swing set out back, the lawn freshly mowed. Here in suburban Tenafly, 15 miles from downtown Manhattan, a few would guess that this unassuming figure is none other than Bill Hwang, the man who just lost more than $20 billion. Billion with a B, gasped a neighbor down the block when told of the epic blow-up at Hwang's Archegos Capital Management. My comment, lying low is a good idea. Here's another story from Bloomberg. U.S. city with 2.4 million population has just 6 ICU beds left. City's medical head asked residents to help avoid catastrophe. Texas Capitol's risk level raised to the highest level this week. With ICU beds down to a single digit, Austin sounded the alarm on Saturday, using its emergency alert system to let residents in the Texas capital city know that the local state of the pandemic is dire. The Austin area, with a population of almost 2.4 million people, has just 6 intensive care unit beds left, state health data show. A total of 313 ventilators are available. My comment, maybe Austin does not have the infrastructure of a great city like Chicago. Here is another story from Bloomberg. U.S. COVID cases reach 6-month high even as vaccinations rise. Delta variant pushes weekly cases to most since February. UK reports rise in hospitalizations among fully vaccinated. New COVID-19 cases in the U.S. have rebounded to more than 100,000 a day on average, returning to levels of the winter surge 6 months ago. Weekly cases on Friday passed 750,000, the most since early February, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University and Bloomberg. Almost 135,000 weekly cases were reported in Florida on Friday, a record for a state that makes up about 1 in 5 U.S. cases. Louisiana said 1% of its entire population had been infected in the last 2 weeks as the Delta variant spreads, particularly among the unvaccinated. My comment, this is a trend that is not your friend. Here are the top 3 stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story Friday by a long way was Howard Lutnick takes aim at CME's dominant U.S. rates market from Bloomberg, in which the billionaire said he plans to create a futures exchange to rival CME Group's interest rate derivatives franchise. Second was CFTC commissioner says SEC lacks authority over commodities, including crypto assets, about a tweet from Commissioner Brian Quintenz from Yahoo Finance. Third was banker to world's richest families has $3.6 billion fortune from Bloomberg. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.